Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening.
Yo, what's up?
What's
up, Big Red?
What's going on, Brother B?
Not much. Oh, what up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. And it's Big Red, Brother B in the house. And first, I want to say Happy Mother's Day, Big Red. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
Hope you made them boys wash the dishes.
Yeah, they did more than wash the dishes.
Oh, okay, good.
Dishes, bathroom, made dinner, yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Did they wash the cat?
Yeah, well, listen, if that cat sit down long enough, they probably could have.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just saying, I would see who's up for the challenge of washing, you know, washing Meaty
oh,
the cat.
Yeah,
but yes, once again, yeah, oh, most definitely. But yeah, once again, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, you know, enjoying your day.
Yes.
Hopefully, definitely give a shout out to, you know, my goddaughter's mom, Victoria, you know, Joanne and Felicia, and, you know, a few people out there, you know, definitely my Auntie Faye, and, you know, Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Hope you're having a good day. You know, and enjoy it. So,
yes.
With that being said, before we go any further, I just have to admit something. So right now, I'm kind of partaking in like this eating a sandwich, and it's like mad good. It's like crazy good right now. So, you know, I don't want to be rude and stuff like that and be munching on the phone, so I might be muting myself from time to time. But, yeah, this I'm eating a hero.
Well, what kind of sandwich is it?
Oh, man. I'm eating beef pastrami hot with lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise and oil, vinegar, and pepper.
Oh, okay.
And... yeah, it's like it's flavorful. It's like
flavorful.
Really, you know. Yeah. It just got me going right now. You know.
Okay.
It really got me going.
Sounds
so
good.
So anyway, just had to admit that. So you know, if y'all hear, you know, like if you know, I don't mean to be rude, but yeah, I was going in on the sandwich.
Really, I was going in.
Yeah, I was going on. It's like, yeah, it's mad good. But anyways, so yeah. So how was your week? How you doing?
Good. It's been good. Same old thing. Just trying to make it through, you know, and just chill, listen to the people of New York City with their complaints. That's about it. You know, it is what it is. But you know, can't complain. Well, they can complain, but I don't have any complaints.
Yeah, you get paid to accept their complaints, but to listen.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. It is what it is. So you know, I, however, you know, went to a recital on Friday. Saw my goddaughter up on stage dancing. I missed. I got there late and I missed it, and then I had to leave early because I had to go to work. So I hope she ain't too mad at me. But you know, I went to my girlfriend's wedding. Well, girlfriend had her niece had a wedding yesterday, so it was quite interesting. So congratulations to Courtney and David Bartholomew on their marriage. You know, all the best. You know,
beautiful thing.
And,
beautiful thing going on.
It can be. It can be, I guess.
It can be, yeah.
It can be. You know, it's just paperwork. Oh, like, to me, that's the difference between a relationship and getting married. It's just paperwork. That's it.
Basically.
Like, what really changes? Nothing really changes. Changes.
Well,
like, it's,
you're right.
Your status, maybe.
Like, right. Some, you know, people, you know, I don't know, for some reason, once that piece of paper and the ring, and once they go through that, it's like they change, you know, either or the, you know, or together as a whole, they change. You know, certain things may change up. I don't, really see what should change. If you're the same, you know, when you met each other, that's, you know, you should be the same afterwards, or the same people that you deal with. It shouldn't be anything any really that difference, but you know, some, you know, that's the way people are sometimes. So, you know.
Sure. Well, I wonder if some people think that, okay, now that I'm yours and you're mine, like officially on paper, is that like now could I just be real stupid or just do anything that I want to do?
Right.
Like before I would like hold my farts. And now I, you know, and maybe squeeze them out from time to time. But now I just fully fart, or I just like start leaving my socks on the floor, or this, that, and the third. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't get it. Like, why would you all of a sudden just feel the need to switch it up just because, you know, you got paperwork, or just be extra, I should say, because there's paperwork.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, now I know we're together permanently. I guess so. Now I can just be a real asshole, and you know, because we got married, and I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Going nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, I find that interesting.
And I mean, that's not necessarily true, because I mean, you know, once again, you know, you may, you know, be happy for them. You know, is that, you know, what they call it, the honeymoon stage? But yeah, everything is, you know, everybody's in love until it's like a year or two down the line, and then it's like, all right, what happened? Didn't spark, like they say, the thrill is gone, and the thrill starts dying down a little bit. So, you know, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
My whole thing is, there really can't be a honeymoon stage, like if you guys have been together for a certain amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be over that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
so.
Thinking. Like, you should, you
well,
know.
Well, I guess some people are, you know, I think some people are, how can I say, like, they're in love with the idea of marriage. But then when you actually get, like, they're in love with the idea of until it's starting to actually happen or it happens, then it's like thinking, you know, thinking otherwise. So, you know, I don't know. Like I said, it's just a piece of paper, just like you said. I don't know why people change, or, you know, they do things differently, but you should just, you know, just like I said, be the same way you was when I met you. Don't switch it up, because it don't make no sense to switch it up. So,
this is true.
Yeah.
It's all good. True. All right. Well, once again, it is Big Red and Brother B with the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook at The Menu. Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL. So, to get into our topic. The truth about lies is lying sometimes necessary. What do you think, Red? What do you think?
All right, the truth about lies, is lying necessary?
Is it sometimes necessary?
I think depending on a situation, maybe I'll say one example to maybe spare somebody's feelings, which, I mean, I don't feel that's right either. I think it's stupid to do that too, but maybe sometimes you have to maybe tell that lie to just spare the person, you know, maybe mentally or, you know, like I said, their feelings. You don't want to hurt them, you know. But then when you think about it, if you tell that lie now, eventually you're going to have to tell them the truth sometime or another, or they may find out the truth anyway on that, you know, later on down the line. So I feel it depends on the situation. If you don't want to, if it's somebody that you really care about and you know that if you tell them the truth about a certain thing, it's going to maybe, you don't know how they're going to react on their part. You don't know if it's going to hurt them. You don't know how they're going to, you know, they may come out of, you know, a bag on you. They may, you know, hate you forever. You don't know. So I think it depends on the situation.
Well, I very much agree with you on that note. See, my thing is, what's crazy is like what you were saying, like if you really care about the person, you know, you'd want to tell them the truth. But at the same time, if you really care about the person, you don't want to hurt them with the truth, depending on,
right,
you know what I'm saying, what the situation is. And see, that's what I think a lot of people get caught up in. And I get it. It's like, to me, it's understandable. It's like, you don't want to hurt the person by telling them certain things, yet at the same time, you're kind of conflicted. You don't want to lie because, you know, if they found out that you were lying, then they'll be mad at you and
right,
distrust could come about. But
right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Somewhere along the line, you could see it as like, well, I was kind of sparing the feelings at that moment. Like at that moment, I just had to make a decision because I didn't want, you know, to tell you the truth. And, like, you have, like, this meltdown or, like, it just really wasn't the time to tell you the truth. So I had to tell
right,
you this. Like, I think it's kind of a hard call because as many times or as much as I heard, you know, I've heard people say, oh, well, just tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. I want to know the truth. Not everybody's prepared to handle the truth. And, see, that's the thing.
Right.
When in relationships, whether intimate or just, you know, platonic, in friendships or whatever, like, yo, there are times where you just can't, like, find yourself, like, all right, once there was a time a good friend of mine was, brother of mine actually, was about to get married. And, you know, he had asked me something. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't very forthcoming. I just told him what I felt I should say at the time. But then years later, you know, we were talking, and then he said, well, why didn't you say that before? And I said, because, dude, like, I could. And he got a little mad at me because he was like, yo, you should have told me the truth. And I was like, dude, I couldn't tell you the truth because, you know what, sometimes it's not always my truth or how I felt. And once again, go back to my truth may not have been your truth.
Right.
It may not be something it may not have been a good pill for you to swallow. Because I could have said something, you know, that could have changed the course of a lot of things. And I didn't I didn't want that responsibility. That's the response.
Right,
I did
right.
not want that responsibility. So that's why
right.
I went another avenue and told him. I mean, you know, we still brothers to this day, but I just had to bring that up because that was one of those situations where it's like, damn, should I have said this or should I say that? And, you know, it actually bothered me. He spoke about it. It was a relief. But then he got pissed off because he was like, yo, man, like you should always be 100 with me all the time. And this is, I was like, yo, bro, it wasn't like that.
Right, but then he said, at the same time, like you said, it could be a thing of you don't know how, like I said, you don't know how this person is going to take it. If I tell you straight out this, that, and the other, you might have took it a certain way. And the next thing, guess what, you would have been mad at me anyway. So I'd rather just fest it out, whatever happened, fest it out on its own. You know, I'd rather you be mad at me now because I didn't tell you, because now you found out on your own whatever, you know, whatever it was, you found it out on your own. Because sometimes, you know, people have to have their own experience. It's like even if you tell them, some people have to have their own experience, because I have times where I've told people certain things and it's like I'm telling you the truth, but because I guess it's coming from me, and that's why I said this, that's another thing with the question that you pose about is, you know, sometimes are our lies necessary? Because if you tell people the truth, then they come at you like you're the one in the wrong, or oh, you think you know everything. Okay, so you know what? I'm just going to tell you what you want to hear. And then at the same time, then when whatever comes up, then that's when you come to me, oh, well, why didn't you tell me? Oh, I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to hear what I had to say. So you know what? I just told you what you wanted to hear, which is that lie or whatever.
Yeah. Like, couldn't have said it better. Yeah. Because it usually, sometimes it actually goes down that way where
mm-hmm.
you'll tell the truth. And you turn around and get blamed for, like, whatever emotional, you know, whatever emotional response that's, you know, going to come down the pipeline with it.
Right.
I mean, no one really sets out to be dishonest. Well, I mean, there are some people that do, but for the most part, like speaking for myself, depends on the type of relationship that you have. You don't really start out being dishonest,
right?
You know, and it's not. And is there a difference between being dishonest and just like that one time, like telling a lie, telling a little lie or a fib or whatever? It's like you're on a diet.
There's a difference.
It is different, right? It's like you're on a diet and you turn around, it's that one day you've been working hard and all this and that, and that one day you just go in on some BBQ's chicken wings, just get a whole plate of like 12 of them joints and some hot sauce and, you know, or some ranch, and you just go in. You just go in and be like, "Oh damn! Like that messed up everything."
Just go in, but I think it is a difference between dishonest and just like if you're just telling like for lack of a better word, that little white lie that they, you know, the saying that they always say. You'll know if a person is dishonest, like they're dishonest all the time. You'll know the difference between somebody that just tells, you know, like I said, that little white lie, and a person that's just dishonest, because they will show other attributes of dishonesty. And they'll not only show it to you, but other people that may know that person, or a couple of people may know that person. You can't trust that person, because with dishonesty comes the trust part. Or not trusting. Those things go hand in hand.
True.
So if you're a dishonest person, everything else is going to fall into place. The trust, the stealing, because you know they say, you know, a person that you can't trust them, they're going to steal from you too. They're going to steal from you too.
Well, I ain't heard that one, but okay.
But they will, if they if that person is not trustworthy, they'll do other things, that other dishonest things rather, because it all falls under one. To me, it all falls under one category. Now, it's once again going back to what we said the first time. If you telling me, or you tell a person, or you tell the person that little, like I said, little white lie just to spare their feelings, or just so that they won't be hurt off of something, and once again, they may have to find that out on themselves. Like, I had a situation, but this was, and this is so funny, I was a teenager in high school. And a friend of mine was going out with this guy, and we were all cool. I knew the dude and everything. You know, he was real cool. He really liked her and everything. This is my best friend. But I think he was in art class or shop class or something like that. And it was another young lady in class, and I got cool with her. And I know that she was talking about this guy. So as you know, weeks or days went on, I know she was talking about the guy, but I put two and two together that she was talking about the same guy that my friend was going out with. So I'm like, So, like, I'm about 15, 16 years old. I'm thinking to myself, should I tell my friend that she's going out with the same dude, or should I not tell her? You know what's so funny? To this day, you know, I still haven't told her. I'm sure she done, you know, she done got over that dude or whatever. But it's like I never mentioned it to her to this day. Because I said to myself, mind you, like I said, I'm 16 years old, 15, 16 years old, saying to myself, if I tell her, she might think that I'm, you know, she might hate me for it. But then I'm like, if I don't tell her, I don't want her to find out in that type of way, because that's my friend. You know, that's somebody that I've been cool with since I was younger, so I don't want her to find out that way. But I said to myself, you know what? If she finds out, she finds out. I'll just let her find out on her own. You understand? And she never questioned me or asked me questions about, oh, is he cheating? She never asked me that. I guess we were just in a different time at that time where us young ladies were a little smarter and was like, yo, you know, if you're doing something dishonest or lying to me, I'm going to find out anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So, it's a difference. But if a person is just dishonest, they're going to show other attributes in terms of other things that they're going to do that you're going to say, nah, I can't trust this person. This person is just like, you know, not a loyal person. I know that, you know, I can't mess with them like that, because I know they're going to, if they lie to me about two or three things, they're going to lie to me about four, five, six.
Well, you know what? Now with that, what I can say is that I don't think that after, like, you know, somebody tells, depending on, like I said, depending on the level of your relationship with the person, but also like you said, depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's a situation where, because, you know, that's not fair when somebody says, oh, well, if you lied to me about this, you must have been lying to me about everything else, or you could lie to me about everything. Like, listen, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, real talk, like, let's be adults here. If someone took the moment to just, all right, I bent the rules to just, so I wouldn't have to, you know, so I would spare you, you know, whatever issue you would have. Because let's face it, not everybody's equipped to hear the truth. A lot of people talk about they want the truth. Like, okay, one good scenario. You and somebody are dating, and then turn around and you ask him, you know her? And he says, no. But in all reality, he does know her, and she was the ex of his. So then all of a sudden, you got, you know, moving forward, and one day she sees him, and you guys are together. And she's like, hey, what's up, yo? How you doing? And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. I thought you didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, right. It's like it becomes a problem. And it's like, yo, why when I asked you before, did you know her? You said no. Dude says, because I know if I would have said something, if I said something then, I would have told you the truth, you would have started spazzing out, acting funny. That's why I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then she could turn around and say, well, wow, like, you don't think that much of me to tell me the truth, or you don't think that much of me, like, you think I couldn't handle it. Some people can't. See, a lot of people say that they can, but then some people can't.
Right.
Because sometimes right. It's not about handling it. It's about you know, being responsible with the information that you were just given. And see, a lot of people are not that responsible because they'll hear it, but they won't listen. They'll just look at the fact that, oh, you didn't tell me the truth. No, I said yes, but I didn't tell you the truth for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
But see, some people want to look at it as being deceptive. It's not always a thing of deception. Once again, but see, I've been kind of going through this, like, whole verbal judo and stuff with, you know, people for the past couple of weeks, especially with this Cosby thing and all this and that. And my whole thing mm-hmm. is this. It just brings me to a point to realize people were only going to believe the truth that they believe. Like, a lot of people have their own personal truth. They don't want to believe the truth for what it is. They just want to believe in what they believe.
Right.
The truth that, you know what I'm saying, that they comprehend. Like, nothing else means anything except for what they comprehend in their own brains, which may not be the right thing, but to them it is the right thing. And I'm like, you can't, there's certain things that you can and you just can't say. So I don't think it's always a thing of being dishonest, because if it's about being dishonest, then that means, you know, our whole relationship, our whole friendship is a lie. Like, the whole thing, it was dishonest from the jump. Then you can call that dishonest. If somebody's, you know, saying something or not saying something to spare your feelings, then fine. Because, yo, I remember one time somebody asked me a question, and I told them the truth. Yo, mm-hmm. we didn't speak for, like, damn near a year.
Oh, yeah, I've been through that too. But
and I'm like, well, and I was like, well, wait a minute.
But the thing is, you asked me the question.
Exactly. But yo, real talk, not only did you ask me the question, but you said you wanted me to be, you said, now be honest. So I said, all right, let me dip my toe in the water. Even though I know how this person is.
Mm.
Something said, all right. Something, that little voice in you said, don't do it. Don't do it.
If you told the person a lie, then the first thing they would say, oh, you're not telling the truth. Okay, so now I tell you the truth, and then now you don't speak to me for 500 years because you asked for something that you asked me about. I don't get that
either. Me either. It's like, why ask for the truth if it's not what you want? Don't ask if you're not ready.
Exactly.
Or don't ask.
Exactly.
If you're gonna only believe the truth as you see it, then don't ask. If you can't be objective with the information, then don't ask. Because, like I said, listen. The question was asked, and then I turned around and told the truth. And they was like, what? Oh, you think that? And, yo, it got twisted in so many different – oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And I was like – and this is a homegirl of mine. It's a good friend of mine I've known for years. And she just asked me that one question. And then it's like – because, you know, dudes are always liars when it comes – for some reason –
But see, that would be that person's mind.
Like,
yeah.
Men always
but see, that would be that person's
well,
mind. That's how they think about all. I say that that's how they think about all males. So they think that, oh, all males are going to tell a lie. They're all going to lie to me. Or they, no, you can't think that way all the time. You can't,
well,
think,
yeah,
you know,
well,
you
know,
can't
you,
think like that.
No, you can't, but you do have a lot of people that do think that way because they refuse to believe that someone is actually telling them the truth because in their mind, everything is the gospel. Everything is concrete. You can't listen. If I say the sky is purple, it's purple. And if you try to tell me it's blue, you're a liar. I'm not listening to you. Da 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 da. Call 6947. You're on the air with the menu. What's up? I'm sorry, Ray.
No.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to start off by saying Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers that are listening. And then I'm going to make a comment. As far
hey,
as
wait,
as
wait,
as
wait.
As
if you notice the vocal tone, she came in very aggressive. So go ahead, Miss Cherry. Knock it down. Knock it down. She came in like it was a board meeting.
I think the problem is when you start lying, even though you're trying to spare somebody's feelings, once you start lying to them, they can't separate when you're lying to them and when you're telling them the truth. So I know me personally, even if it's going to hurt and I consider you to be a friend, I expect you to give it to me straight. And if you can't do that, then I can't really feel like I can trust you on small things.
Okay. But that's not always the case. Because see, that's the thing. What I find so interesting is when people say what you just said, but then turn around and later on throw what you said, what they told you, in their face because it's not something that you were prepared to hear. See, that's the sometimes it's also about preparation. If you're not prepared to hear real talk, do not engage in real talk. Do not.
Well,
do
sometimes
it.
I was going to say sometimes the truth hurts, you know, and it's easier.
Get a Tylenol.
It's easier to be angry at someone that you care about than someone you don't, because of someone that
well,
you don't even care.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish. I need you to finish that because I'm about to come back.
Yes, listen first before you jump in. So someone that you care about, you value their opinion more. If you're walking down the street and any old body says something to you, you probably wouldn't even think twice about it. But if someone's coming at you that you care and you value their opinion, it's going to hurt a lot more, and you're going to hold it. And, you know, not everybody plays fair. At a time where y'all are having problems, it may come up again. But I think, like I said, me personally, and I'm not speaking for everybody, if I consider you a friend, even if you have something to say that's going to hurt, I'd rather you give it to me straight, because when you lie to me, it could be something very simple, it's going to make me question everything that you've done, and I don't want that type of relationship.
Okay, Red.
I kind of feel on that. I feel on that. Go ahead.
I get it on it too. I feel where she's coming from, but let's look
but,
at it
that
logically.
Means everything
but.
No. Yeah. But some people say anything after but is bullshit, but no, get your toilet paper on this one. So check it out. Now, one of the things that I grasped from what you just said was that you said you'd rather be mad at someone you care about. And see, that is one of the key things right there.
I said it's easier to be angry.
It's easier to be angry. But see, you see the carelessness in what you said or how other people may think. That, how do you think that person feels knowing that you're mad at them for them telling you the truth?
Telling you the truth, yep. That's what I said. I feel
what
you're
saying,
but then
that's,
I feel what you're saying also.
Yeah, because it's like
how
I
can
said,
you be mad
friend,
if, you, if I tell you the truth? You can't be mad.
And see, that's the thing. Just like that friend, she was asked me a question, and I told her the truth. She didn't speak to me for damn near a year.
But
and I was
spoke,
like, "Well, wait a minute, huh? Oh, so now, see,
but you came back and spoke.
But what does that mean? Do you really think? Because now, see that right there, that's a cop out. Because you know what? If we're supposed to be friends, and you're going to get mad at me for telling you the truth from a question that you asked, then
and
I
don't
think
we're
really friends at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think we're really friends at all.
Exactly.
And
that question's out of
pressure. If you don't speak to me for maybe a day or two, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut y'all off. But, okay, if you don't speak to me for a day or two because you kind of like, all right, why did this person say that, but you thought about it and said, okay, you know what, they told me to, and then you just go on, then that's a different story. But you don't speak to me for a whole year, just like Brother B said, that means me and you wasn't as cool as I thought that we were. Because if I can't come to you and tell you the truth and you're going to get mad with me and don't talk to me for a whole year, then what is that saying about you as a person?
I think that, you know, it depends on what the truth was and how it affected them. Like, somebody can
now you see, wait. You see what you said? You see what you just said? It depends on what the truth was. See, that's the thing. There is no was.
No.
Well,
let me give you an example. If someone, if there was something that was important to you and they sabotaged it for you just because
they sabotaged because they told you the truth?
No. If someone you were speaking to, there was something you really wanted, and they stepped in and sabotaged it for you. They knew that you wanted it. You had been working hard for it, and then they come out and they tell you the truth. They can't expect you to bounce back the next day and be like, "Oh, we're cool." I don't even care if we were friends.
But
it's going to take some
sabotaging?
Time.
How is that sabotaging? If I'm telling you the truth, how am I sabotaging?
Well, no, they've already sabotaged. Say if you were going for, I don't know, say you were going for some sort of award or something, and they went out of their way to make sure you didn't get it. They're friends with you. They didn't want to see you. My son's getting ready to go to college. I'll use the college example. He's trying to get a scholarship, and somebody steps in and does something that's a close friend of his to make sure he doesn't get it because they don't want him to go away because they're going to miss him. And then, you know, something comes out and they tell him, look, I was going to miss you and I didn't want you to do it, so I did this. I don't expect him to be able to bounce back in a day or two. It's going to take him a while.
No.
We're
talking about something that was done malicious. That's different.
But you have to give that individual person time to heal, where they can look at you the same and get over it. You don't want them
to
just say it's okay.
But that's if they're doing that lie as a I'm sorry. That's if they're doing if they're lying or they said that thing as being for malice. That's a totally different thing if you're doing that for malice. That's different.
Well, no, they
that's
didn't
like
for
different.
Malice. They did it because they were afraid that you would leave them, and now they're
that's
coming
still
clean.
Malice. That's
they're
still
letting
malice.
You know.
That's
coming
still
clean,
but I don't feel
because.
That that's
So my
that's
my
still
thing
malicious.
Is it's going to it's going to take that person time to heal and to go back. You don't want somebody coming back and saying, "Oh, okay, you know what? I understand you did it. Let's be friends," but they're still holding a grudge. You want them when they come back into your life to be like, "Okay, they understand. They're over the anger, and now we can start our relationship over where it was." You don't want them holding grudges. So whether that takes for them a year or it takes them a week or a day or two, you have to give that person that time.
First of all, if me and you are friends, first of all, me and you are friends, and you do something for the reason of, well, I did this because I didn't, you know, once again, that's sabotage. Sabotage and lying are two different things. Because if you're going to sabotage, there's no purpose in even admitting it. Because once you tell me that you sabotaged something, we're not friends. Because friends do not do
never
that.
Were friends.
You know what I'm saying? Because there will always be a question. Now, it'd be different. If you told me that, okay, like if we were together in a relationship and it's we're like 2 years in, and then you tell me, listen, you know, I have to say that, you know, when we first started dating, you know, I had went out with this person, and then something happened, and da 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 da. And the only reason why I didn't say anything about it then, because everything was new, and, you know, I wasn't sure if, you know, where my feelings were and your feelings were, then that's something that you, you know, that's, you leave that on the person to kind of weigh that out. That's what that situation is. You know what I'm saying? But once again, it just goes back to, if you're ready to deal with it, then you okay. But don't ask for something that you're not ready to deal with. And see, the scenario that you presented, no one could ever be ready for someone to say that, you know, I did this
purposely.
Like I tripped you so you would fall and sprain your knee, so that way you wouldn't be able to go off to and leave me and go to the Olympics.
Right.
Like, dude, there's nothing. Yeah,
that's
like
a Tonya Harding
say.
Type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
because that
she beat in the leg with the bike.
yeah, with the pipe, just run up on the bank. You know?
Yeah, beat her
wow.
in the leg with the pipe and whatnot.
And let me just say something else. There's a difference between lying to somebody and not telling them everything that you know. Sometimes you just can't tell people what you know. You just have to, like your example earlier, you might know something, and it's if your friend had said to you, did you know my man was messing with this girl,
mm-hmm.
now
mm-hmm.
you would have to lie to her. But if she didn't come up to you and ask you, it's not necessarily your place to tell her. You know, whatever
right,
your
right,
relationship
yeah.
is. So,
right.
exactly.
yeah.
I think that.
But then later, but the consequences. But the consequence. But wait, real quick. The consequences are when she does find out, and then she asks me, and then she just offs up. Did you know? Or did you have some type of idea? Well,
right.
I had
some type of idea.
How would I know? I wasn't
right.
in the room. I have to base it
yeah,
on
but,
what somebody else tells me. That's how you can get out of it. How would I know unless
yeah,
I was
right,
there?
You can. But see, I would have. See, if she had ever asked
something.
Me, I'd have told her. I'd have said, "Yeah." I'd be like, "You know, she, the girls in the class with me, and she was talking about them, and I heard her, but I didn't say, and I would have explained to her and told her I didn't tell any, say anything to you because I know you're dealing with him, and I know how you feel about him or whatever. So I didn't want to interfere with that. Like, I wanted you to see him for what he was, if that came about." Because
mm-hmm.
once again, in those type of situations, when it comes, and you listen, Miss Cherry, I know you, we both know how women can be. If you
mm-hmm.
don't tell this woman that her man is dealing with somebody else, she's going to look at you as the hater because, you ain't got no man, and you this and that. And the other.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if y'all are friends forever, they still going to look at it that way. So I'd rather you find out on your own. Now, if you ask me, yeah, then I'm going to tell you, yeah, homegirl's in the class. She was talking about blah, 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 and she was talking about what she, you know, she was chilling with him, whatever. You know, now you can handle your business. And I'll help you handle your business. I'll help you handle your business now. But I'm just saying, you know how us as women can be in if we hear something that then we don't want to believe in, and then the person is, oh, you just a hater, and, you know, that type
mm-hmm.
of stuff. So, you know.
Well, I would definitely be like, it sounded like she was talking about your man, but I couldn't be sure because,
right, sure.
you know, I was
right, but
I was listening with half an ear. But you know,
right, and
you already know.
Like,
anytime a woman approaches you with a question about her man, she already knows the answer. She's just looking for
mm-hmm.
validation.
Exactly.
You know? So,
That's true.
Do is just be like, if she didn't use his full name or you didn't see it, I can't really be sure. I think so. Based on what I heard.
So let me ask you this. So you have a friend, right, that is going for a job, and it's a place where you used to work, and you know the boss is just real crappy and this, that, and the third, and, you know, you just know that it's not the type of work environment that they would want to be in, but yet they all amped up, oh, I got the job, I'm going to be starting this, and I'm going to do this, make this change and that change. What do you do?
I'd be like, watch
your
back.
You know?
Tell them.
Tell
no,
them.
No, see,
I would.
Now,
tell them.
Once again, That right there, I did that before. And you know what happened?
They
the
told
same
the
person. The same person went. They actually did, and they went and told other people that, oh, I was hostile or I was angry. Like, I don't know what this person. Like, I don't know what he was talking about. Like, you know, he talking about he giving me a head. Stat and a third. And what's crazy is sometime later, maybe like a year later of this person being on the job, they actually started to see what I was talking about. And then maybe another 6 months to a year later, they left.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But see, the thing is, sometimes, like, you know, I hate to say it, but sometimes you just got to let people fall on their own.
Sometimes you just gotta let it be.
I think if they were a good friend and I knew walking in, I would just be like, well, you know, this is a rough environment. You have to watch your back. You know, from the people that you sit to and talk to every day to the people that are above you. I wouldn't name names, but I would just let them know, watch your back going in, and leave it like that. I think, you know, honestly, a lot of people, when they come into an environment like that, they're trying to create a space. They're trying to get to know people. And sometimes they do it off of your back. So you have to be very careful to protect your own interests when they're coming in. You can try to help them out, but you just, you know, warn them.
Let them go on their own. I've done that where a person is the same thing, and I told them straight off the bat, and I told them, I said, listen, it's up to you. And I told them like this. I said, listen, it's up to you if you want to be it. Don't just go off of me. Maybe this might work for you. It didn't work for me or not working for me. Maybe this might work for you. But I'm just telling you my experience.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a different experience when you go.
Now, what I don't like, once again, is how people try to flip what you tell them, and then all of a sudden you're the negative person. See, this is sometimes you just can't tell. You know what I'm saying? Because once again, another scenario, I told a good friend, a good friend was talking, and I was like, yo, I'm not really feeling that cat. He was like, why? Mm-hmm. I said, yo, is there something about the way they move? I'm not really feeling that, you know, certain things they say. And the next thing you know, yo, why you always got to be so negative about people? Why you got to be all this? And I was like, huh? I was like, whoa, that's not even, well, I said, wait a minute, that's not where I'm going. Nah, you always got something to say, this, that, and the third. I said, wait a minute, you just asked me a question, but I always got something to say. Okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. So sure enough, you know, after that conversation kind of just went the way it went, some time later, that same person that asked me a question stopped dealing with the other person. Because they was like, yo, I can't be dealing with them. They be acting like this and that like that. And I sit back and say, I could have sworn I just said that, but you just told me that I was being negative.
Negative,
right? Once again, people only deal with the truth or understand the truth to their perception. They really just don't get it. Sometimes they only hear what they want to hear and see what they want to see. So you can't really engage everyone. You know what I'm saying?
I think once again, yeah, you went in and out, but
When somebody comes to you
and they ask you specifically your opinion on somebody else, they already know something's wrong. They just need you to validate what they already feel.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what their personality is, their personality might be to try to prove you wrong, or their personality might be to listen to you. But no one walks up to you and asks you your opinion about a third person when everything's cool. They already know. And they just need you to be the voice so that when they go back and tell that person, because they will go back and tell them, yo, I knew you.
Yeah, but then why tell me I'm negative?
But then,
why tell me that I'm a negative person or I'm being negative?
Because they don't want to stand up for themselves. They want to say, listen, I knew you was trifling, and so-and-so knew it, too. He said this. That's how you get involved in that.
Look, don't put me in don't put me in nothing.
Call the 3054. You on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And I, the king of kings.
The hot rod.
What? I didn't do anything yet. I didn't say anything bad yet. Not yet.
You going to do something?
Not yet.
Well, first I want to say happy Mother's Day to all you ladies, especially the two on the panel. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And Brother B, happy Child Support Day to you as well, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You need some credit.
My wallet thanks you. My wallet thanks you.
All I have to say is handle the truth. That's all I need to say tonight. You cannot handle the truth. That's it. I don't have too much to say tonight.
Well, a lot of people just can't.
They can't.
A lot of people can't handle the truth. And you know what I'm saying? That's why that's the thing. When somebody want to say that you're lying, like that, bro. How about?
The way I say it, it's good to lie sometimes.
Mm-mm.
We lie to our kids, right?
But that's,
we lie to our kids, right?
Yeah, we do.
So,
yeah,
about
do.
What?
Some people
don't
try
they stand.
Okay, when we go to the doctor. Oh, well, the knee is not going to hurt. You're just going to feel a little pinch.
Yeah, right.
Or you're not, you know, like we are lying to them. Like, we're you know, instead of saying, like, listen, come down front, yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But because we're trying to spare ourselves, you know, the emotional torment by watching them cry and,
well,
you know,
well,
flip out.
Well, think about it. We've been getting lied to all our lives. Easter Bunny. Who's bringing the twist? Santa Claus.
Oh, no. I didn't do that.
They got on the Easter Bunny. Okay.
And we're continuing those lies. So I'm just going to say, we lie every day. What's the point? They told us that Jesus Christ is white. He is? I thought he was Spanish. But then again, who knows?
Exactly.
So it's like the lies
just keep coming.
Exactly.
I mean, listen.
When my son told me he needs something from the store, I got no money. To him, he said, I'm lying. What the truth is, I got no money. It's
a
no-win situation.
Oh,
my
God.
I lived in the projects, so I used to wonder, how did this fat dude get down the chimney if I didn't have one? Like, how did he get in the house? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did he get in the house then and put stuff under the tree if I didn't have a chimney?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that just you were left to wonder as a kid. You know,
right.
And then eventually you found out that the parents are lying to you all this time.
And when you ask questions to your parents or to a grown up, they tell you another lie. And when you ask too much questions, mind your business. Okay?
Well, mind your business.
Exactly. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
You're right. That's
the
key line. Mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business.
I really think that, you know, I really wouldn't call it lying. Depending on the situation, because if you're gonna lie, like you're gonna constantly, if you're a liar, and you're gonna constantly keep doing it. You're gonna constantly, like, there's being a liar. It comes with, you know, being consistent. But if you're just gonna, like, if you're sparing somebody's feelings for the moment, or you're just telling them something that, you know, okay, like, yeah, this is what I heard, or this is what I saw. Because there's been times where I heard people say, like, yo, I saw you such and such. Oh, you saw her with who? Oh, really? Where did you see this? And where was you at to see this? Like, wait. I know you ain't trying to spend this. Like, I mean, like, how did you see her in the supermarket with, you know what I'm saying, kissing on some chick? Right, you're supposed to be at work. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody, because they don't want to, they're not processing it. Yeah, exactly. Like, what was you doing over there? See, I'm trying to tell you something, and you want to flip it. That's the problem. Not if you can't
hide over there.
You can't tell.
But let's talk about another thing with lies, like in terms of social media. That's all lies right there.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I disagree. If I'm broke, I'm telling you people I'm really broke on social media. There's no lie there.
Yeah, you. But not the way that these ones be flossing around here and everybody got on Gucci this and Louis Vuitton that and you know, everybody got all this money. But it's like, where you getting all this money from if you always on social media posting pictures? Where's the job?
My favorite
show me a picture
of
you
working. No, my favorite lies are relationships.
You at work.
Yeah, but I love when people pretend they are in love on social media.
That's a big lie.
They are miserable. Or they fight all the time, just like anybody else. But they are in love.
Because they want people... Yeah, it's all the facade. That's definitely a lie, because just because I take a picture with you don't mean I'm happy with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that don't mean I'm happy with you.
I feel like this. We live in an age where lying... And we're being dishonest and being deceitful is where certain things is just accepting. Like, it's okay to say that you shot 30 people and then they see you in church on Sunday and then doing community service on Monday and Tuesday and giving out free turkeys on Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's acceptable. It's acceptable to turn around and be like, yo, my sex game is crazy, and this is that, the third, and next thing you know, y'all get together, and then the person just falls asleep. You know, it's acceptable.
Wow. Yeah, guess what? And they will put you on blast on social media, too. They will put you on blast if you talk all that mess. I don't know. Oh, my God. They will put you on blast. If you talk all that mess,
yeah,
and they get with you, and it's a totally different thing.
I just find it crazy. It's crazy.
No, social media is a new entertainment. You know, people go to social media for entertainment overall, entertainment and news. So let me see what's going on with Big Red Light. I know she's lying about her relationship, you know, but let me just entertain myself and see what she's doing, you know. That's what
right.
It is.
Crazy.
Well, the devil. I don't see why people need to take it that far. Like, listen, I don't really care about. But in the grand scheme of things, listen, unless it affects me, I'm sorry, I have to put this boldly. I really just don't give a fuck what you do. Or mainly affect my loved ones. Like, I don't give a fuck what you do. Like, you can stick your ass in a blender. I don't really care. It's just the whole thing is you don't need to lie. You don't need to lie to me and be like, yo, I be getting it popping, son, and the bottles and all this and that. But then on your Friday and Saturday nights, you at home with your cat putting forks in the microwave. I don't care. Like, I don't really care.
That's the way society is now. Like I said, lies are what people thrive on. Just like that 45, he lie all the time. But guess what? People love him still, and he lie all the time.
Wait, real quick, because we got less than 60 seconds. Hot Rod, you doing a show tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm doing a show tomorrow, and one of the topics: how much should you spend on a first date?
I'll
definitely be listening. I'll definitely on that tomorrow. So
you know,
tomorrow
it's
night, absolute
now,
truth.
You know.
Oh boy.
Okay, tomorrow night, absolute truth, 10:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Hot Rod, Deshaun Black, Nitra B, and K Dog. So, Miss Cherry, Big Red, Hot Rod, thank you for calling in. Very interesting talk.
No problem.
Hope to do it again.
All right, thank you.
Until next week. Another
good
one
night,
in the corner. Y'all be safe.
Good
happy
night.
Mother's
later.
You too.
Thank you.
You too.
All right.
Happy
later,
guys.
Later.
Oh, bye.
Later.